here at Think 17 in this wonderful town called New York City. And look who I ran into, Mr. Jim Nussel.
Start spreading the news.
All right, a little Frank. I like that. Nice. So, I mean, what brings you here to Think? And what do you want to take back to CUNO?
I hate to think. I mean, in all seriousness, you know, I get to do a lot of conferences. I get to speak at a lot of conferences. I've spent most of the morning listening and thinking, and you're actually one of the first people I've talked to today.
Oh,
just because...
Thank you.
It's true. I mean, most everyone in there is listening and engaging in thought and dialogue about the future, and I'm really excited about that. I think our industry, our movement needs that. Mm-hmm. The credit unions of the future, if we're going to be relevant in the future, have got to do much more of what we've been doing the last couple of days together. Mm-hmm. Than probably the entire last 80 years combined.
Yeah.
And that's why this is so exciting for me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because the folks here at Co-op, they bring all these folks from outside the industry and bring them in to our world.
They do.
And how do we, and then kind of adapt or adopt these ideas to our industry
exactly
and to make it that
right.
much better. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, and you know, for us, and I think our future, we are fintech. We are peer-to-peer.
Yeah, you're right.
We are on the cutting edge. We're big enough to solve, you know, any complex problem, but small enough to care and change lives for people in a way that really matters to mm-hmm. them and their community. Mm-hmm. And that's a differentiation that absolutely nobody else has out there, but we've got to stay on top of that. We've got to nurture it, water it, you know, put some fertilizer
there
on it, whatever it needs. And what we're doing here with the Co-op Think Conference is think about it, consider it. What's next? How do we continue to innovate mm-hmm. in a way that keeps us on the, you know, on that cutting edge for the over 100 million members that we represent?
Yep, I think they like that comment.
They did.
They're
applauding.
Nice job, Jim. I mean, if anything, at the very least, it creates a spark, you know, of thinking a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So very cool. Hey, let's switch gears here to what's the latest with your campaign for common sense regulation? Because I wanted to ask you that at GAC and I totally forgot. So now I got my chance. So what's the latest going on there?
So the good news is that we've had a lot of progress. Many things that we have been pushing for in Congress were able to get into the CHOICE Act that moved through the House Financial Services Committee. I've worked with Jeb Hensarling, the chairman. He's actually a former colleague of mine. I was in Congress, he served on my committee. He and I've talked a number of times about the bill. He flew me down actually down to Dallas to talk about it when the Republicans took over after the last election. Mm-hmm. And so we've been in close contact ever since. We got a lot of things in, a few things we didn't. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue to work on it. But the next stop is for this package of legislation of common sense reforms to move to the House floor. And then we have to work with the Senate because the Senate's going to start in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
They have a much more bipartisan and need to have a much more bipartisan process mm-hmm. than the House has had.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the ground level view. Atmospherically, with everything that's happened in the last just 24 hours, you know, with the firing of FBI Director Comey and mm-hmm. some of the uncertainty about the political atmosphere in Washington, I got to tell you, this is as disruptive an atmosphere politically as I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and that's why making sure our strategy is sound for moving this through is, and having a big campaign like the Campaign for Common Sense regulation is so vital, so important.
Every time I turn on the TV to watch the news, I'm like a deer caught in the headlights. Like, what is happening next? My gosh,
Well, just the fact that you have to. I mean, I'm almost afraid to talk to you without checking my Twitter feed, right? You know, to see what happened next. And it's that kind of disruption that I think you've got to be on your toes. You got to have some experience. But that's why it's also true that having the engagement of, you know, over 5,000 credit unions and their memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And teammates involved in this is really unlike any other strategy that I think we've ever had.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's just kind of get like industry goals mm-hmm. and outlook based on what's, I mean, we talked about how unpredictable things are right now or how disrupting things are right now. Based on that, I mean, can you even get a crystal ball out and see what's the outlook on the industry going?
The industry is growing. There's no question that we're growing and we're succeeding. But for me, I'm focused on four big things. Number one is advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, first, and that's why we put all of the dues dollars we get as an organization toward that strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Offense, advocacy, number one. Second is, how do we promote awareness about credit unions? We had a little breakout session this morning about that, and there's some real excitement about the research we've come up with and what that might mean for all of us as we try and promote better awareness about credit unions.
Okay.
Number three is solutions and innovation, which is why I'm here, because solutions and innovations for credit unions is something that I think CUNA has done a good job, but we can do better.
Yeah.
And then fourth is engagement and cooperation. That's, again, another area that, you know, a National Trade Association can do that really no one else, especially when you get the reach of having 5,000 members.
Yeah.
That's something we can do that no one else can do. But if you tie it together, if you're strong in advocacy offense, if you're creating awareness for the next generation of member, if you're innovating and you're finding solutions for today's problems, and you're doing it together, which is something that we've moved away from, we need to be more cooperative.
Okay.
And if we do those four things well, I think that changes the game and makes sure that we're relevant far into the future.
How about a unified message? I mean, we talked about a lot about that at last year's ACUC. How is that making any headway, or what do we do there to kind of make a little bit more movement? Because I've heard a lot of people talking about it here. If we could have a unified message, that would make us that much more, I guess, vocal and more aware, that more exposure, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
So what we've done is we have, we've worked first on phase one, which is get the research. What does the consumer, what does the member consumer understand or expect from their financial institutions of the future? That's number one. Second is tie that to the creative juices of how can we coalesce around a message. That's the second phase we're launching right now.
Okay.
And in fact, I'm working with my board on that project. We are going to be talking more about that at the ACUC. We've already learned some things that we shouldn't do or that we have to improve upon.
Okay.
Something as simple as, but it's a myth that people understand the word member. We use that word, they're members.
Exactly.
We treat them as members and how that's so important. To the consumer, what we're discovering, just one of many things, is that they don't see that as clear and understandable.
Yeah.
They see it potentially as a roadblock for access. Well, I'm not a member. How do I become a member?
Yeah.
Do I park in this member spot or do I park over here? I mean, it's all of those things that you go, really? That's confusing? Yes. We've got to figure out how to explain that. It's just one of many examples.
Yeah,
another
one
is the word cooperative. We throw that around like, you understand. Everyone understands what a cooperative is. Actually, no.
Yeah, the average consumer
don't.
Does not. Yeah.
Right. So why are we using words that people don't understand? How can we put that into a message such as, we are the fintechs of the future that change lives, that are big enough to deal with complex problems, but small enough to change and help you afford your life. And do it in a way that's safe and sound.
Yep.
We're insured. We have a track record, unlike these fly-by-night, you know, dot-com fintech companies online that blew in yesterday.
Yeah.
We've
got
a track record that is a really a differentiation.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe that's not it, but something like that might be
I think that's
how we differentiate.
Totally relatable.
Yeah.
Totally relatable.
Hopefully.
All right. Last question. I'll get you off the hot seat here. What are some of your takeaways that think? I mean, we talked about it at the top of our discussion here. What do you want to... Anything you want to take?
You know,
obviously, the innovative ideas and the content and stuff.
I think... Well, I'll tell you one that... part of the reason I come here is to recharge my batteries as to how far I can push us. As the leader of the National Association, I am often asked to be the person who sticks their neck out, who pushes, is bold, is on the cutting edge of getting people excited about it. So the reason why I did this, as you may remember, 2 years ago on disruption, actually 3 years ago almost now, on disruption in technology, disruption of fintech, and really hopefully help start a conversation about that. How far can I push that? And what I'm hearing from credit union professionals and colleagues here today is, they want me to keep pushing. They want all of us to keep pushing each other.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to be here in 5 years, first of all, that's an open question. Sad to say, but are we going to be here in five years? And if we're going to be, we can't just do what we've always done and expect that we're always going to get what we always got. So.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Uberization, the Amazon,
the
Airbnb. We've been talking about that ad nauseum here. So, and credit unions can't go down that road. They
That's
have to
exactly
do the changing.
Right. Yep.
One last thing. You have to be the most selfied individual in the credit union industry. You are everywhere. Oh my gosh, I go on Twitter and everyone's avatars have you in there. And it's like, that guy is everywhere. Everyone's taking a selfie with you.
In fact, let's do it right now. Let's do one right now. Let's get it
all
out.
Right.
How fast can I do this with
you're doing pretty good.
Everybody staring at us,
you're
right?
You're doing great.
Here we go. All right, let's do it live on there. Got it. Thanks,
well
Mike.
I just had to bring that out.